Well, anyway, he'd always send me a, give my dad a big doll about this tall for me for Christmas.
Oh.
Had it dressed, you know, and everything, on the hat and the screamer behind, and slippers on his feet, and then I'd have a stocking hanging up. He'd put two or three sticks of lemon candy in there and two or three sticks of peppermint candy over them red stripes on it and one thing and the other, two oranges and two apples. Mm-hmm. That was a big Christmas.
Yeah,
Lord, I'd be so happy to get those things. And my daddy would tell me then that which doctor was made old Santa Claus bring me to him.
The islands in the river, where are they, on the Arkansas side or over here? The island
you mean?
Yes.
Well, to tell you the truth about it, no, it's you cross the river here. It's on the Tennessee side.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, it's Tennessee side. I had to get straightened out to find out. Thanks, but what's up?
How'd you get back and forth?
Ferryboat.
Oh, is that
right? A big ferryboat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see you got a big dinner bell out there.
That comes from the island.
Oh, is it?
Yes, sir. When moved down here, one of the girls, well, she said, Ella said, I'm going to have to bring that bell from off that island and bring it down here for remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
So she had that for that thing. I'll ring that bell till I can't hear good now. That's right. I used to have to fix so I wouldn't have to go out door. I'd just stand in the back door and don't ring. I used to ring for the women folks to come in at 11 o'clock. And then I'd ring it again at 11:30. All the hands would come in. And then I'd ring for 1 o'clock for them to go back to work. In the morning, that way, at 4 o'clock, I'd ring for them to get up.
Oh, would you?
Yes,
sir. It sounds to me as if you were at the
home. I said to myself, I can't hardly hear nothing since I've been ringing that bell so regular.
Sounds to me as if you ran the whole place. When did you move off the island? The were on the island with you?
No, they were living here.
Well, they always lived here?
Yes, sir. No, they used to live on the island with me. And as the children would get through with the grammar school, you see, they'd go to high school and they'd move out, and there wasn't nobody on our island. It was just me and the two little boys, Lon and Billy. And the rest of them was in Ripley Hall or wherever they was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And after the children all got to go into high school, I think Mrs. bought a place at Hennings. And they moved from Henry's, and then they bought this farm. And
he
stationed it here.
Yeah, I see. They started on the island then. That's when you met them, was when they were on the island. When you first met them.
No, I wouldn't. Let's see. Yes, I met them on the island. Because I knew them before they moved there. But that's why I was waiting on them. The children was all little when I picked them up.
Mm-hmm.